Aloha Maui and good morning. I'm Pamela Tumpot, president of the Maui Chamber of Commerce, and we're here with our limited engagement holiday happenings radio show. We want to say good morning to everybody listening this morning and welcome you to a show where we're going to be talking about economic development projects, holiday happenings with some of our members, chamber programs, and special things that you can do this holiday season. We hope you all had a spectacular Thanksgiving Day weekend, and we hope you shopped on Black Friday. Shop locally, of course, and then Saturday was Shop Small Maui. Shop Small Saturday is a nationally recognized program, and of course the County Office of Economic Development and the Chamber has helped with the prizes to promote Shop Small Maui, so we hope that that was a very big success. But today is Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday was established by marketing companies to increase people's shopping, of course, to extend that phenomenal Thanksgiving weekend celebration. And so the sales are going to continue. But of course, here on Maui and at the Maui Chamber of Commerce, we want to remind everybody to buy Maui first and shop local. So even though it's Cyber Monday, you can still shop online for local products from local companies. We're going to, at the end of the show, talk about some of the phenomenal companies that have websites. Pretty much every Maui business these days, not all, but you know, it's growing each and every year, but most businesses have a website that you can shop, so you can still participate in Cyber Monday by buying online. Take a few minutes on your lunch break or on your coffee break at the end of your day to look for local products and participate in Cyber Monday in that way, because the more we contribute locally, the more that money circulates in our community, supports local jobs, and keeps Maui's economy healthier. So we want to really encourage you to do that. Today we have a number of phenomenal guests with us. We have Gary Alberts, and Gary is the 2018-2019 president for the Rotary Club of Kahului. And if you know Rotary, you know it's Rotary Christmas tree time. So Gary's here to talk to us about what Rotary's doing as a way to work within the community and raise funds for their amazing programs. Good morning, Gary. I'm glad to have you with us.
Good morning, Pam, and thank you. And thanks to the members of the Maui Chamber of Commerce and to you radio listeners for this opportunity. The Rotary Club of Kahului has been raising funds for over 20 years by selling these trees. Last year, we gave college scholarships ranging from $2,000 to $5,000 to five different Maui high school senior students. These trees are incredibly full and range from 6 feet to 8 feet tall. The Douglas firs have a fragrance that most associate with the holiday season. The noble firs are very robust and full-shaped trees. The Douglas trees cost $80, and the noble trees are $90, the same price as last year. Contact me by phone or text at 808-281-9672 to pay by cash or check, or visit our website at kahaluirotary.com. Again, that's Gary Alberts at 808-281-9672, or our website is at kahaluirotary.com. On the website, you can pay by credit card. We are offering a 20% discount to Chamber members and those listening today. Please type Chamber or Radio into the final question on the form to get the discount that will show up as a refund to your credit card. You can pick up your tree on Friday, November 30th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. or Saturday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the parking lot of the Kahului Shopping Center near the Burger King in Kahului. Don't miss out on having the best Christmas tree in your neighborhood for this holiday season. Also, the Upcountry Rotary will be collecting those trees on January 5th. So make sure you get your right tree and you get it picked up. And it's a great contribution to the students of Maui.
Thank you, Gary. I've got to say that As a former Rotarian, and I sure miss Rotary. I love the work that Rotary does, service above self. When I joined the chamber, I just couldn't make the meetings that I used to make on a weekly basis. but absolutely love what Rotary does. And this has been a long-standing tradition, and I think what people don't often realize is these are gorgeous, beautifully shaped trees.
Yes.
You take it, first of all, Rotary puts it all together for you, wraps it up. You've got all these Rotarians having the time of their life selling. I know you're out there. Everybody's having
with
fun.
With chainsaws and everything.
Yep,
yes.
Chainsaws. Trimming the bottom, packaging it up, helping you load it onto your car. You get home and you just unclip it and it unfolds beautifully. The shape is perfect. They smell phenomenal. They're fresh trees brought in just for the holidays by Rotary.
Correct.
And it's really great to see all the clubs working together selling these,
yes,
these phenomenal Christmas trees.
Yes, several of the clubs have come together for that, yes.
Yes, and so unlike some of the other trees that you can buy in other locations, which is maybe contributing to a retail store that brought them in from the mainland in this, mm-hmm, big box store. Here, when you buy a Rotary tree, you not only get a gorgeous tree, and for those who like a really tall tree, this is your place to shop because they are spectacular and they can get 8 feet high, but you contribute to scholarships here at home.
Yes.
And we really want to thank you, Gary, for all the tremendous work you do in both the chamber as a, one of our key volunteers. Excuse me, our key volunteers, and as a Rotarian. You do so much for this community, and we appreciate you bringing this wonderful program and sharing how Rotary is contributing to local scholarships this morning.
Thank you, and you're welcome. My pleasure.
We're so glad to have you on. Thank you, Gary. And we next have Donna Clayton, who is the president of the Pukalani Community Association. She is doing a phenomenal project. This is the first time ever. It is the Pukalani Christmas Fair and Electric Golf Cart Parade at the Pukalani Country Club. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, and good morning, everybody. It's so nice to be able to share the joy of Christmas in Pukalani with you.
We always, we always have a lot of fun together, and the Chamber is helping as the fiscal sponsor with this program this year. But this was your great idea to bring the community together in Pukalani. Tell us a little bit about what the excitement is around this and how you came up with this idea.
I'm happy to share. Pukalani does not have an event. A lot of the different communities around the island have First Fridays and different events. And we needed one in Pukalani. And the Community Association of Pukalani thought about it. And we decided to come up with something that would be an annual event and bring everybody up country to Pukalani. The idea occurred to me because one of our main features in Pukalani is the Pukalani Country Club, our gorgeous golf course, and the beautiful trees that are there just are such a holiday look. So it just seemed a fit for a Christmas fair and an electric golf cart parade on the fairway of the Pukalani Country Club. And under a starry night, you know, and we're having hot chocolate, and we're going to have, everybody can come at 3 o'clock, and we'll just have crafts and food booths and kid activities and the beautiful lawn to play on. And then we're having a cookie baking contest. Tanya Doyle from the Ritz-Carlton, she's the chef there. She has taken on the task of a cookie baking contest with her daughter's a company, Lala Sweets. They are sponsoring it for us. And you bake your cookies at home and just bring them, and they'll be judged by top chefs on Maui. And the fun is just a lot of fun from 3 to 5. And then, of course, when it's dark, all the folks who have decorated their golf carts will parade their golf carts, the electric golf cart parade down the fairway, and with a special Santa surprise at the end.
It really is going to be fun. We, you know, when she came up with this idea, we were talking about it. And, you know, what we have in Pukalani is we have phenomenal people, very fun, friendly people who love to get out and do community things. We have stunning views, yes, and we have this amazing country club and golf course. And we thought, you know, how fun is it when you think about things like the Maui Film Festival and how much people love to come out and watch a movie, bring out their children. The kids can run around on the grass, bring out their blankets or their mats or their towels, sit down, relax. And we thought it would be great to just bring everybody up for a fun family event. And really, we wanted to make sure that it was very affordable. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell people about what the cost actually is.
Well, we're very, very fortunate to have a wonderful sponsor, Everett Dowling of Dowling Company. And with his sponsorship and the partner sponsors, Hawaii Water Service and Maui Electric Company, we've been able to keep the price really down. It is $2 for adults 12 and over.
And 12 and, yes, 12,
12
and over.
12 and over, and children under 12 are free. And that all the money that we raise is going to be given to the two different schools in Pukalani, Pukalani Elementary School and Kinke Kaliki High School. Both of them have theater arts programs. Pukalani Elementary School is just starting a drama program, and they are, you know, have no funding in place for that, so we're going to try to help them kickstart that. And then the Kinke Kaliki has that new wonderful theater, and they have quite a theater arts program, but they really need funding help too, because the theater is there, but you know, repairs and things need to take place. So
I think many people don't realize that, because a lot of people knew that they got a big amount of money for the theater, and what people often don't realize is that was the money to build it. And of course, what comes after, what happens when you build it, is the funding needed to maintain it. And so that's where they're needing some additional community help and support. And so the funds are going to go to this. Yeah, and we also understand the restaurant's going to be open, so they're going to be serving some cocktails for the adults and having great food at the restaurant.
At the country club.
At the country club. Mm-hmm. And sponsorships are still available.
Yes.
Businesses and community members can still get involved and be a sponsor. You want to talk to people about different levels? And
well, we would really love to have tea sponsors at $250 each. We have tea signs that we would make up to decorate along the route. And so we would really welcome more funding support as tea sponsors. And we still have room for craft vendors. The craft vendors have, we are providing lawn space. They would need to bring their own tent, and there's a fee of $75 per craft vendor. And we have room for additional craft vendors. And we have wonderful food trucks, so we're in food and...
We're great with the food trucks. You've got some of Maui's top food trucks coming to this event.
So we've got great food. That's all in place. And so we really have... I think it's going to just be a total lot of fun. Everybody just relax, eat, take their food, sit on the lawn, and... you know, there's going to be music, and once we have the parade starting, we'll have some dancing and singing, just everybody out there sharing the Christmas season.
It really is about uniting the community, and I know one of your big things is bring everybody up, show them the gorgeous views of Pukalani. As it turns into dusk and a starry night, they're going to get to enjoy that. It was planned to be from 3 to 7 p.m. It was planned to be an event where not only can you have a phenomenal time on the golf course with your children, but also, it's still early enough that you could then tour up Country Maui and drive around and see other people's decorated homes. Mm-hmm. It's a way to get to go into Pukalani, to Makawao, to Kula, see the sights, have a fun time, make it a Christmas evening. It's Saturday, December 15th.
Right, from 3 to 7. And we still have golf carts available, too. If you want to come and decorate a golf cart, they are from the Country Club, Pukalani Country Club, and it's $50, and then you decorate it with the electric lights, which I've been able to find all over Maui, so they have them at Ace, and they have them at Long's, and probably every store, so you can buy your, because it has to be battery-operated.
They do need to be battery-operated.
Yeah, electric lights. So we have room for more golf carts decorated, and... come and be part of it. This is something that we want to be very successful and do annually. So we really would love to have you come and be a part of our day. So December 15th, that's a Saturday, 3 o'clock is when we'll open. And when it's dark, the electric golf cart parade will be started, and it ends. It is all over at 7 p.m. So there is time to enjoy the restaurant or tour up country, and And I have a note here. Somebody says, are there prizes? Yes. There are prizes for the golf cart parade.
There and the cookie contest.
And the cookie contest
and the cookie
is prizes.
Baking contest.
Yes. So definitely the winners of the cookie contest and the cart decorators, we will have prizes. And
for those of you who have sweaters, you know, it is Hawaii, and
yeah.
We often don't have a lot of sweaters, but bring your sweater and your jacket. It can be a little cool up country. It's getting cooler by the minute these days.
It could be in the 60s, so come, prepare just so that you'll be comfortable.
And we want you to be able to come, bring your blanket, bring your fun, spread out on the lawn, have a great time. Lots of phenomenal food. You're going to have lots of great things to choose from. So for those people who are really food truck foodies, you're going to find a whole array there. But we wanted to make sure there was hot chocolate for the kids.
Yeah.
As part of the fundraiser, there's going to be those neon glow-in-the-dark bracelets and necklaces sold so the kids can run around and everybody can glow too. The one key thing, and very affordable, promote your business or just be a part of. If you really want to do something fun, because it's really the electric golf cart parade that's really going to thrill the children's souls.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something great and worthwhile that you can feel a part of and know that you lit up a child's night that night, Get a golf cart for $50, decorate it, sponsor a club, sponsor somebody else to come decorate it for you. But there is one rule. All the golf carts have to have lights.
Yes.
And they do need to be battery operated, but you can find those everywhere. And it's just going to be a fun night up in Pukalani, unexpected, but something that we hope becomes an annual event and gives back to the schools, but also a treat because many people across the island don't come out to Pukalani. And yet, it's such a beautiful place.
Yes. We who live in Pukalani think it's very special. So we invite you to come up December 15th, 3 p.m. Be part of the fun. Stay for the electric golf cart parade. And then just join Pukalani Community Association.
Talk a minute about that, because if you live in the area, first of all, you also need to give everybody your phone number and how they can get involved.
Yes, that would be helpful. My phone number is 808-344-7134, or you can contact me at Donna J. Clayton, D-O-N-N-A J. Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, at hawaii.rr.com.
So we've got sponsorship opportunities still available. We've got entries into the golf cart parade still available.
There's room for more.
We've got craft booths still available at this time.
Yep.
And so it's going to be a phenomenal thing. And tell people about, if you live in Pukalani, you can be a member of the Pukalani Community Association. I believe it's... But I know for the businesses, it's only $20 a year for a business.
Yes, but it's $5 for an individual, $10 family. And we really want to get as many folks getting together and thinking about our community as possible. We meet quarterly, so it's not a heavy commitment, but we get a lot done. And we're very proud of our new skate park that's just been completed. Working with the Upcountry Skate Park Alliance, we got the new skate park built, and the kids are dying to use it. They have to put a fence around it, so we're waiting for the fence. There it sits, ready to use. But anyway, we have
also the sidewalks.
Sidewalks down for the kids to walk to Pukalani from the Upcountry schools. So we have the sidewalks continuing down Old Haleakala Highway, and they'll be completed down to Pukalani Street next year, 2019. And we have crossing lights that we've gotten put in on Pukalani Street for safety, the flashing lights. And we have picnic benches and tables. So we are a community organization that really tries to give back to the community and do something every year. Our fundraisers every year are for something nice in our community. And also just to get to know each other. Really, we're kind of a neighborly place.
It is a very neighborly community.
It's a very neighborly place, yes. We have a beautiful Pukalani Park. So we have two things that really are wonderful for our community, the Pukalani Country Club and our Pukalani Park.
Yes, we're very
new skate park, so skateboarders, Get ready. It's coming. Soon.
Well, thank you for this great idea and project that you have undertaken with the Pukulani Community Association. We hope it's a tremendous success.
Yes, it'll be fun. Come.
We're thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you for being here and sharing that with the community. Next, we have in studio the amazing, phenomenally renowned artist and watercolorist, Sherry Reeve of Sherry Reeve Gallery and Gifts in Makawao. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Pam.
Everybody knows, I always call Sherry the concierge of Makawao because she is the referral queen. She refers people who come to her store. She has such a following in her store, not only from local residents, but also visitors and repeat visitors who come back and really make Sherry's gallery a destination. And in addition to having phenomenal items for sale in her gallery and gift shop, Sherry is constantly referring them to other businesses. One of them I always tease her about would be Kula Bistro, because Sherry keeps referring everybody and their brother to Kula Bistro, my wait is longer. It takes a long time to get in. But she and I are huge fans of Kula Bistro. You want to talk a little bit about how you fell in love with Kula Bistro?
Oh, my goodness. Who doesn't fall in love with that restaurant? We just started going there a few years back, and then we realized they didn't have much advertising. So we started sending a lot of my clients there. And they referred, and they referred, and so they're doing quite well.
I don't think
they need me. Every time we have to stand in line, my husband says, "This is your fault."
That's right. Me too. No. I say that all the time.
I just ran into Gary there.
It is such a phenomenal place. But really, you and your team, which many of them are your family members, you've really built a strong family business at the gallery.
Yeah, we have. And as I was listening to Donna and just being so incredibly impressed with what you're doing for Pukulani, I just have to say, I want to go on record to say I will sponsor a tea.
Yay!
So the money from the tea goes to the schools, to the theater. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I learned so much just sitting here and got a little tired, Donna. You're doing so much. Sherry Reeve Gallery is sponsoring a tea. I challenge all other small businesses to
join in.
It's so hard to find people to work this hard.
Nothing. That's right.
It's great.
It's unpaid. It's unpaid service. Absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing. wanted to throw that in there. And also I'd like to throw in, because we are a small family ourselves, that Tanya Doyle is my niece for Lala Sweets. And, I mean, those are the best cookies I've ever had in my life. I freeze them down, and I have one every other morning with my coffee. And they're the best cookies I've ever had. So there.
We are so excited that they're doing that and then sponsoring the cookie baking contest. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, this is another hard worker.
Well, as she says, another hard worker. Mm-hmm. If you don't know Sherry Reeve, then you she says that, and she's always so wonderful at recognizing the accomplishments of others. But she is also one of the hardest working women I know, as is her family, that comes together, always doing things in the community, always helping others. Let's talk about what you're doing with the chamber. She's also a chamber member.
Yes.
And we're so proud to have her as a strong member in the chamber community. And you've got a business after hours that you're hosting this Thursday.
I do. This Thursday night, it's going to be at 57 Makawao Avenue, which is my second location for my store. I'm in the middle of rezoning it commercial, but I can have events there and fundraisers, and I'm on the board of Hospice Maui, so I thought I'll do an after hours chamber event, and the proceeds will go to Hospice Maui.
You know, Sherry is such a gracious person, and we're so happy to have you do this event. It's a great opportunity for businesses to come together and network. Hospice Maui is also a member of the Maui Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, Hospice Maui has been the hospice in Maui County for
35
years. And a few years back, they've seen a new hospice come in, and so they've had some competition. But it's really important to remember what Hospice Maui has built here and all the people that they've served and the amazing team. And so it's wonderful that you're taking this opportunity to share that with others this holiday season and help them out.
They're amazing. They've really served our community and our family personally, on a personal level. And Nancy Long and Greg LaGoy will show up, and and we'll toast them, and they'll speak a little bit about hospice. But there'll be a good friend of mine, Trish Marino, makes this beautiful jewelry, and she's going to sell that there that night. And 100% of the proceeds will go to Hospice Maui, as well as proceeds from products from my store. So we'll raise some money.
That's phenomenal. We're so happy that you're doing this.
Serpico's is going to be, I'm going to have Serpico's cater it. So.
And Serpico's, yeah. Oh, we love Serpico's. Yes, if you live up country, everybody knows Serpico's. We have the delivery's getting longer. I think you're referring them a lot too, because my delivery time is getting longer, but we love Serpico's. Absolutely. And talk a little bit about, because you have this established Makawao location, but you've invested in this new property.
Yeah.
And it is a really spectacular. Actually, it's a house that many people would recognize because it's one of those very historical looking homes that is widely seen.
Built in 1938.
Built in 1938 on Makawao Avenue. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so it's next to Pukalani Superette, between Pukalani Superette and First Hawaiian Bank. It's this old building that I've restored with the help of some really good friends. And we are running our internet and, you know, mail order business and things like that that I can do until we're rezoned commercial. But it's so wonderful owning a property for my business. You know, I've rented for 25 years, and I will continue to rent forever because it's good to diversify. But it's also really nice to have something that we own and that I can, you know, leave to the family, you know, piece of ground.
And speaking of that, your daughter Haley, who is following in her mother's footsteps, is really blossomed as an artist
she
as well.
She has. And as a manager, her and Makana both run the place. I just get to be fluff now and run around and do things like this. But I have to do the art as well. But
there's the art. Yeah. That the business is built on. Yes, of course, the art.
But she's been just a joy. Really loving that she's taken on the store. And she also runs, with the help of many, the Third Friday events that happen in Makawao. So she's very active in the community as well.
And she's kind of got a fun take. She's changing it up a little bit, though.
But Haley Golightly.
She has Haley Golightly. It's got some satire in it. It's got some fun comments. Mm-hmm. Some of it goes back really old school. It takes designs of women from earlier years.
The 20s and 30s.
20s and 30s and fun sayings. And thank you. I wasn't sure exactly what period that was. But very fun. And then she's doing some kind of some fun up country things too. Roosters and
She's just having fun with it. And she's just wonderful in every way as far as managing. She's great with people. And so it's good to have her on the team.
Yeah.
With Makana.
Yeah, and mom helps it really, and your sisters help.
Yeah.
Actually, if you don't know Sherry's family, the whole family gets it. They're all really wonderful people, and everybody comes together.
Yeah, my sister helped find this property for me, so she's a realtor with Equity One, Lori Reeve, and she was just, tenacious at getting things done for me. So a big thank you to my sister, Lori.
Yeah. Lori is wonderful, and we love her as well. And she is we're making switches here while we're talking in the studio. But she's been very involved in your store in earlier years too. And now,
oh my God, yes,
doing Lori phenomenal as a real estate agent.
Yeah, she's been with me her whole life.
Yeah.
She is a year older than me. I'd like to plug that.
And they're all gorgeous. Everybody in the family is absolutely gorgeous. So we're really excited. Thank you so much for hosting. It's this Thursday.
It's Thursday night, 5 to 7, 57 Makawao Avenue. I think you can go online and get tickets. They're $10. The sooner I know how many are coming, the better. And there'll be a few other little surprises and gifts and things that I'll do. But it's just for a couple hours and meet people in the community and small business owners And support hospice.
And
Maui.
Support hospice. Hospice yeah. does amazing work, really amazing work. Sherry is known for the amazing gift giver. Everybody loves to go to her business after hours because they come out with a special treat. But yes, you can go on the Chamber website at www.mauichamber.com. Click on events. You can sign up there, or you could call our office, not quite yet because they don't open till 8 o'clock. But after 8, you could call 888-244-0081, 244-0081, and you can speak to Jeanette or Amber. They'll be happy to talk to you about business after hours. It's a great way to come out, network with the business community. We have so many phenomenal stories of people who go to business after hours that build business-to-business relationships, or they find a place to rent because of some a connection there, or they meet someone special in their yeah. life, or amazing things happen. But it's really about making amazing friends and connections and finding out what's going on. And just Sherry's new property alone, to see this restored home. Hmm. What year did you say?
1938.
Yeah. So to see this home, plantation-style home, being restored yeah. upcountry. You know, we love to keep the look and feel mm-hmm. of beautiful upcountry. And I know how important Makawao Town is to you, and how you've, over the many years, over 20 years in your store, mm-hmm. have contributed to building that as a destination.
Yeah, Makawao Town.
Yeah, and really supporting Makawao Town. And now you're also in the Pukalani region. We're happy to have
two stores.
Two upcountry stores. It's awesome. And, of course, supporting hospice is really amazing. So thank you so much for doing that.
And thank you, Pam, for supporting all of us.
Oh.
You're amazing.
Well, bless you. It's my joy. I love nothing more than working with small businesses and all businesses. But, you know, when you get to do what you love, then you never work a day in your life. So, and my another friend of mine has joined us, Joyce Kawakami, and talk about if you get to do what you love, you never work a day in your life. That would be like the mission for Joyce Kawakami, who loves what she does. She is the head of Feed My Sheep.
Good morning, Pam. Yes. I got to admit, sometimes it's work, but, you know, for the most part, it's my love. Yeah, I really love what I do.
You do. And I want to tell people a little bit about you, but I'm going to kind of have you finish the story, because Joyce started Feed My Sheep, which I'm going to let her tell how it came about. But what Feed My Sheep has been built on really is through Joyce's amazing leadership. But it started because she had a youth after school program and found out there was a need to do more to feed families in Maui. Tell the story, Joyce, of how Feed My Sheep came about.
Yeah, once a week we'd have an after school program. It was an interdenominational drama team.
Uh-huh.
So I taught drama, music, and dance. And these kids would come and we'd perform around the island. It was fun. It was an interesting group of kids. And then one day these kids came and they had no interest in dance, no interest in singing songs, no interest in drama. What they were interested in was the fact that we had food sitting there during the meeting. It was right after school, so they're kids. You got to feed them, right? So, and it didn't take me long, because I grew up in a very poor family, and there was times that if people didn't come to our door with food, we'd have no food. So I recognized them as soon as they walked through the door and went straight for our snack table, not even waiting till snack time, right? So so I started buying groceries for them and putting it in my car, and as they'd leave, I'd hand it to them so that the other kids wouldn't know about it, and try to save their dignity. And then they started... I didn't have to tell anybody. They told everybody. They started telling their friends, which started coming as well for the very same reason. And then we started delivering, me and my three children, before the meeting. We'd start delivering the food so that it wasn't an issue at the meeting. And it just grew.
Yeah.
Just grew from there.
Yeah. So tell everybody how many locations you serve and what makes your program very different, because Feed My Sheep is very different from the food bank, which serves agencies and gets food to different agencies. Tell people a little bit about Feed My Sheep and the work that you're doing to feed those in need.
Well, we have five locations, and we give a week's worth of healthy food to each person that comes, a minimum of 10 pounds. We factor in a half a pound as a meal. So if you look at your meals every day, they probably average out to that. And it's usually a lot more. It's 10 to 20 pounds. And we do healthy vegetables and a balanced meal, which includes carbohydrates, protein items, good quality protein items, yes, and dairy, and just the whole balanced diet for each and every person. And then not only that, we as they come through, we prepare their groceries, but we offer fellowship. We've seen so many changes from people who, you know, the other day I write a column for the newspaper, and one of the responses on there was feral cats. It's like feral cats when, you know, and I'm trying to help people realize these people are people. They have mothers, they have sisters, they have brothers. They had some kind of trauma in their life that caused them to go to this place, or just didn't have the education to get further and lost their jobs and don't know how to proceed. There's just all kinds of reasons that these people are homeless. And only, and actually 20% of those we serve are homeless. The rest are just people in poverty. As you know how difficult it is to make a living here, if we can provide healthy food for them, it will help them to do better for their families, better in their lives, better in their work, better in their school. You know, it's just, I could go forever. You know that.
I do, and it's because you're so passionate about it. But, and I'm sorry, I didn't see that coming. And I think it, unfortunately, you get to a point where you think there's a certain level of understanding, and to hear people complaining or comparing people who are homeless to feral cats really is so disheartening.
Oh, it's so disheartening.
But we hope that they maybe hear the show and maybe learn a little bit more. And I appreciate you responding to things like that in the newspaper and sharing with people, because understanding is key. It really is. And one of the things that Feed My Sheep started off doing is providing that food for a week. Tell people why you provide food for a week, because many others, you know, are used to just hearing, well, you go here for a meal and you go there.
Well, if you eat your dinner, you're going to be hungry at breakfast, right?
Right.
So it's actually in the Bible, too, to provide all their needs, not just one, but all their needs. That's in John 17, I think. But anyway, it's, it's you can provide one meal a week or one meal a day, but they're going to be hungry again. So if you're constantly... Being a person that grew up not having food, I remember, you know, I never worried about it because my parents did, but I still remember the stress and the depression my mother would be in because she wasn't sure how she was going to feed her kids.
Yes.
So that's what you spend your life thinking about. You can't think about doing anything else if you don't have enough food.
Right. And food and shelter are critical.
They're critical.
You know, food and shelter are really critical. Tell people about the five different locations.
Okay, our locations. On Thursdays, we're in Lahaina, right across from Maria Lana Kila.
From what time to what time?
We start at 10:30 till a little before 12 o'clock. 11:45, we close the line, but we're there till 12 noon. On Fridays, we're in Wailuku on
It's early, I know. I'm sorry. We're not serving coffee here yet this morning.
We're in Wailuku on Market Street, down at the base of Market Street. And then on Saturdays, we're in Kahului at Christ the King from 9:30 to 12 noon. And then we're in Kihei at Hope Chapel from 10:30 to 12 noon. And then we go to Hana once a month. And at Hana, we provide the month's supply of food. So there's the five locations. And we're there consistently at the same time, all the time, so that people know exactly where to find us and how to find us. And it's not a concern.
Right. They know that they can count on Feed My Sheep and that you're always there. And you've got a team of people and really the support that you provide. Because one of the things that Feed My Sheep says is their friend. These people are their friends. Mm. Feed My Sheep does not consider those they serve as clients.
That's correct.
They're friends.
We are friends helping friends.
They're friends helping friends. And so for the person who's thinking feral cats, I hope you're listening this morning. This is a big issue in our community, and taking care of those who are homeless here, you know, is something that's our collective responsibility to work together and help those who have a need. Because some of the folks out there really have other issues going on, and it's making some people are chronically homeless and they're really struggling. Some people have other issues, addictions, there are other things where there are a lot of amazing social services and programs, but sometimes they're not at a place where they can follow the rules and keep up with the steps. And so at least we know that they have a place where they can go, where they can get food, they can sustain themselves, because sometimes somebody's just days away from a breakthrough.
That's correct. And you never know who's in that line.
That's right.
You never know who that person is. They might be somebody who starts a nonprofit down the road. They might be our next mayor. You never know who's in that line.
Yeah. It really is an amazing thing. And I absolutely love the work that Feed My Sheep does. And if you don't know Joyce is somebody who's always an innovator. Joyce is always thinking about how to take it to the next level. What else can she do? And is always looking for ways to improve upon it. I know in some of the early days, as you were buying some food from different places, you were getting a lot of candy and a lot of other things, and you wanted to create healthier food choices for the people that you serve. And you came up with a gleaning program and working with local farmers. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we love this part of it. It's probably the hardest part we do, though. But we go out and we glean the crops. Say if you have fruit in your yard, we're willing to come in and pick that. If you're not wanting to let us into your yard, just put it on the side of the road. We'll come by and pick that up at a certain time. We will work with farmers, because farmers don't usually use their last crop.
Right.
They pick what they can. They pick what they know they can market, and then they leave the rest and they will plow it under. We go in and pick that so that it will also go to the community. Or pick it up, whichever is more convenient for whichever farmer. And our biggest one is the yards now. And then people's yards and the fruit trees and the things that we're getting. We're getting a lot of avocados right now, and that's been awesome. And then, of course, when mango season's here, oh, man. You can't buy a mango, but we have mangoes, and that's just amazing for our people to be able to receive fruit like that.
No, it's spectacular. And if somebody doesn't know what gleaning is, explain gleaning to them.
That's a very biblical term, and it meant in the old days in the Bible, they used to do their farming, and they were told to leave the corners so that those who were poor could go by and pick. So that's what gleaning, the word gleaning, comes from. So we also glean from stores, whatever is not marketable. We can take it.
Maybe a dented can or something like that where the food's still good.
And we get a lot of produce, amazing amount of produce. We move anywhere from 2,000 to 22,000 pounds of food a week. Hmm. And most of it's produce, good, healthy food.
Yeah, that's spectacular. And we really want to thank all of those individuals who are allowing Feed My Sheep to come to their yard and glean over there, as well as all of the stores and the restaurant partners. You've built partnerships with restaurants.
Yeah, that's part of our gleaning program, too. So if they didn't sell their potatoes or rice yesterday, we've been picking it up, and then we've been putting that in there, or if they have a party. The problem with that is Department of Health regulations, it does have to be packed up in the restaurant before we can give it out. So it has to be packed in a certified kitchen, and we don't have one yet. We're going to see about getting one once we move, and HCNS has been amazing in donating a space for us. We're still trying to get it fixed and ready to move into
that.
Talk
about your new space.
Well, it's an old church called Old Rose of Sharon Church in Pa'unane. It's down on Camp 5 Road. Has no address, so I can't give you an address. But it's a church that was turned into a warehouse area, and it's got office spaces, and we're really excited because now, and most people don't know this, we still work out of containers and trucks. My office is our first donated truck. And when it gets windy, man, sometimes I get a little seasick in the wind in my truck rocking back and forth while I'm trying to work on my computer. And, you know, it's been wonderful. It's been very innovative. It's really been saved us a lot of money because we didn't have to put any money into buildings and stuff. But now that we have this other donated space, they're not charging us anything. We have a lease, and we can store so much more food, and we can work better. My truck will not be rocking anymore, or my office won't be rocking anymore, because I will actually have a little space with windows.
Oh, an actual office space.
An actual office space with windows. And I, you know, at first I wasn't sure I could give up my truck because you've been in my truck.
I
love
I'll
my truck.
I'll tell that story in a minute. Yeah.
And but when I saw windows, real windows, I go, oh man, I deserve windows. I'm going to get windows. I'm moving into this building and have my office in there. Hopefully in the next couple months.
How many years have you been doing this?
19.
So when I, shortly after joining the chamber, and I've now been with the Maui Chamber of Commerce over 12 years, but shortly after joining the chamber, I learned about Feed My Sheep, and I learned about Joyce's work. And Joyce, I don't think you'll mind me saying, works 24/7 for free. She is unpaid. This is a woman very committed to the cause. And so when I was first asked to meet with Joyce and come down and see the Feed My Sheep site, I was invited to her office. That would be the box truck that she just referred to. And so what happened is I go down to a site that at that time donated by HCNS, dirt lot across from the Punane Post Office. I arrive. I'm told to go toward the back. I go to a big white box truck in the back. They open, you know, if you're familiar with a big industrial box truck, you open these two heavy doors, and they have these huge metal long poles that actually have to go into the holes to lock the door. So what happens is I get into the box truck, and I can't remember who joined us, but there was somebody else who joined us. So there were three of us, and there were four chairs around a table. So the person goes in, they pull the table out, and the other person goes to the back of the table. They push the table into him so Joyce and I can sit down, and then they have to lock the back of the box truck door so we don't fall out during the meeting. And I thought, oh, boy, I get what happens here. The answer to whatever the question is yes, or you're in the box truck. obviously, no, it's not that kind of high-pressure thing. Joyce would never do that. But it was a funny experience. And having run years back Maui United Way, what everybody looks at when they look at a charity is how much of their actual contribution is really going to the mission-related purpose, to the cause. And when I realized Joyce was unpaid and serves 24/7 and pays her staff as best she can, and they also consider this part of their mission in life. They're very committed individuals. And she had networked to get free land, to have somebody help air condition this box truck, to leverage donations. Tell people what your administrative cost is. What's your percentage?
3%. Wow.
3%.
3.4, I think, actually.
Okay.
3.4%.
So, you know, in giving, and I'm setting this up because I want to talk about Tuesday and what Tuesday means, which would be tomorrow. But in giving, 10% is considered good. When somebody has a 10% administrative cost, when somebody's getting over 20%, you're looking at it going, hey, wait a minute, how much is going to overhead? How much is going to other things that are not directly related to the mission? 3% is unheard of. And so, you know, that's why I'm a huge believer in Feed My Sheep, but also the inspiration of this amazing woman. 3% is unheard of. And so there's many ways to give. Joyce, tell people how they can contribute.
Well, the easiest way would be to go online, feedmysheepmaui.com. We have a PayPal account on there. So you can just click on that and give. Or you can send in a check. You can drop off a check. You can call us. We will pick up a check. Our phone number is 808-872-9100. That's 808-872-9100. We are on Hanson Road. You can't miss us if you ever go down Hanson Road. You do that cutoff right across from the old Pu'unane post office, old HCNS office buildings, all of that. You can't miss us because our trucks are on the road and they all say Feed My Sheep on the side.
Hmm. Yeah, they're phenomenal trucks, and there's a phenomenal team there, and it's very great that Joyce has an opportunity to build out a new location because Feed My Sheep is expanding and doing amazing things. And one other thing I wanted to mention, because we've got a little bit of time so we can, one of the things is, and I guess why I want to mention it too is because of thinking of that feral cat comment. Sometimes people perceive that just because somebody's challenged and needs help, thank you, that they that they're just taking a handout. And Feed My Sheep is lending a helping hand to give them a leg up. And one of the things that you instituted by bringing in all this produce, too, is you realized that you could help others who had some money. Some of the friends that participate in the Feed My Sheep program wanted a way to give back. Okay. So they were helping to contribute through contributing to produce and doing some part of the program. And so sometimes we pilot programs and they move on and things change. But there was a period of time where you were doing this where they had a way to give back as well.
Right, right. And we're looking at it again with the Blue Zone. It's just at the moment we've taken a little break on the we had a little produce market, which is what Pam's referring to, and people could come in and they would pay 25% of the market value of the food. And this was from our gleaning program. Everything was local. We're looking at starting one up here in the central Maui and work with Blue Zone. They've approached us because we could, you know, we work very hard on the healthy foods. I'm a health food nut, and we had to go in that direction because we were feeding food, giving people who were poor food I would never give my own family, and that's just unacceptable. So we had to change that, and we did.
Awesome. And that's part of the innovation. Sometimes we start things and we try things and we learn from things and we move on, but you know, we innovate further and look at new partners and ways to bring other things back. But Feed My Sheep is doing a phenomenal job. Joyce, give them your phone number one more time.
Okay, it's 808-872-9100. And then feedmysheepmaui.com. You will find all our calendar, our schedules, and how to give and how to volunteer. We need volunteers as well. That's a great way to support and to see how we do things.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, I want to talk a little bit about, because Gary was here from Rotary and Joyce is here from Feed My Sheep. And tomorrow, if you haven't heard of this, many people haven't actually, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. It is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving each year. It is a movement to create a worldwide day of giving at the beginning of the holiday season. It began 6 years ago, back in 2012, and it's grown each and every year. Last year, $274 million were raised on Giving Tuesday. But it's not just about donating money, as Joyce just mentioned. It is about giving of your time, your talent, your treasure. People can donate goods, donate their time to charities and nonprofit organizations. So we want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. Today is Cyber Monday, and we want to remind you from the Maui Chamber of Commerce that there are many ways to shop locally, even though you're taking advantage of Cyber Monday and shopping online. When you look for local products, it's really easy. Think about what you want. See if it's offered locally. Type in Maui and the type of good or product you're looking for. Look for Maui companies. Think about things you've recently seen at the Made in Maui County Festival. Go through your Made in Maui County Festival program guide and look for companies. But and if you're shopping on Amazon, last year in September we did a pilot program. Type in Maui when going to Amazon. Look for the companies from Maui and Hawaii. We just want to wish you all, again, a wonderful Cyber Monday. It's been great to be with you for the Maui Chamber of Commerce Holiday Happenings. We wish you a wonderful and blessed day. Aloha.